Welcome, everyone. Today's topic, we are still on the series of the principles of leadership. And this week we are on principle of leadership number 3, at least in our world. I know that in other transformational companies, there's all slight variations and all of that stuff. But the way that we have it, the way that I do it in the transformational companies that I work for, the way that we do it here in Thrive, that's what we're doing. And this is number 3, which is I live my vision as if my life and the lives of others depend on it. I would love to hear what your opinion on this one is, because I love this one. I think this is probably one of your favorites. So I want to hear what you have to say about this principle of leadership, if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah, I live my vision / stand as on my life and the lives of others depend on it. That to me, first of all, it creates an urgency, and urgency always works. If I've ever coached you, you've heard that. And you get to get clear on your vision, because if your at stakeness is literally lives, and not like people are going to drop dead, that type of like, but their lives, the quality of their lives, the way they show up, the way they're supported, the way that they are loved. And we get to do everything as though lives depend on it, because why not? Why wouldn't we take everything that seriously and that much to our heart? Because when we're doing things from our heart and it matters that much, we're going to show up in excellence, and what we produce will be more. It will be deeper. It will matter. With that, to me, it's not just like checking something off a list. I have an at stakeness. And especially if it's something that might be something that you're viewing as a challenge, going all in, because me getting to the other side of this, my life is going to elevate. Everything we do can elevate our lives. Everything we do can have a lesson if we are all in, and also seeing the ripple effect of even the little things that we do. Yeah, every day. This is like a world-changing principle to me, because if everyone really put themselves behind everything and it wasn't just a thing they were doing, that it's like everything that you're doing is representing who you are. And this one is so powerful. And it's also, it's commitment driven, because it's your passion. It's putting all of yourself into it, and you care. You care, not attached, but you care so much about the outcome, because you see how it affects you and you see how it affects others. And even if it's something as simple as keeping a promise, let's say it's something that you have to get to do for somebody, and you going all in and getting it done and caring that another person trusted you with this, right? Like you in their eyes, like they get to trust you, like you're building their trust. Maybe they've had trust issues. Like there's just, you can repair so much too. This one is like all encompassing for me. I ask people all the time, like, what is your at stakeness, right? When people falter and stuff, or, you know, if they're having a moment where they stop, what is your at stakeness? Oh, that's right. That's why I'm doing this. Like, yep, get back in the vision, get right back in. Here we go again. It's everything.
I mean, you're bringing up some really great points. The first thing with this one is urgency as well for me. And I love that you're saying that this is on a world level. Because I always say this, I don't want to be dramatic when I talk about this principle. However, turn on the news. People are dying every single day. Crime is happening every single day. There's animal abuse, domestic violence. All of the things are happening every single day. I truly believe that if we got really clear on a vision or a purpose, and then we did every move we make, every thought we have, the actions, all of the things, if they're all congruent with what our vision is, there would be no place for that lower vibrational stuff. So this could be the game changer. Also brings up intention for me. If you do nothing else, or don't listen to any other tools, or don't put any other tools in your toolbox, but this one, you still would not recognize yourself after a few days. The intention part of this is just huge, because we don't do this. We set intentions for big things, but a lot of people don't get so intentional about the little things, right? And like, those are the things that are going to have you have an extraordinary life. Being intentional on how you wake up in the morning, being intentional on how you communicate with your partner, or being intentional about what you put in your body every single moment of the day consistently. It's a game changer. So I love this principle. I have the distinction of urgency up, and I want to read it. This conjures up urgency. So the way we have it is urgency is the experience that something should be done very soon or immediately. Urgency can be generated as desperation, which would be choosing to do something because of an experience or scarcity or a shortage of the remaining time. So urgency can also be created by choosing to come from wonder about the outcome. Like, what if? Both work to create urgency, but the what if wondering version doesn't cause the same stressful fight or flight effects that the desperation mode creates. So we attempt to work with what if or coming from wonder mode. So again, because I know that sometimes the collective unconscious talks about urgency, or when you think of urgency, you do think more of a chaotic desperation. But in transformation, one of the definitions is being urgent or even being rigorous. Again, when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about even in your thoughts, the new patterns that you're creating, the emotions that you want to step into, the ways of being that you want to access, all of those things. So it's not just about action, although in the Be, Do, Have model, definitely get to take action. That's what I have about this. I think it's amazing.
With this too, it's like, what type of world do we get to live in? Because you're bringing in, like, talking about global and turning on the news. What type of world do you stand for? What type of world are you committed to creating? And I always have like a million words after that. And they change all the time, the order and everything. But if you stand for a world that's loving, abundant, compassionate, inclusive, joyful, like whatever you say, like you get to intentionally show up that way, because then you are choosing to be responsible for everything. So again, this one encompasses the first two principles of leadership for me as well, which are, if it's to be, it's up to me, and 100% is possible 100% of the time. We get to be responsible and urgent for how we show up in this world and what we get to create.
Yeah, beautiful. All of these little puzzle pieces come together to create what your vision is or what you want to see in the world. I think it's an amazing principle. I think understanding how to come back to this as your compass or your North Star, again, is a game changer. And it might take some practice, you know, but here's the beautiful thing. You can unlearn patterns and behaviors that don't support what you're up to now in this new year or in at this time. And if you're listening to the podcast or you're watching this on Thrive, I'm going to assert that even being in the conversation or finding this podcast, even 6 months from now, if you come back and you find this podcast, your higher self is telling you that it's time. So you can unlearn those patterns, you can unlearn those behaviors, and you can relearn new patterns and behaviors that are going to be congruent with what you're up to anytime. This is pretty straightforward. And I think that go back and listen to it, short and sweet. Go back and listen to it, write it down. If you've been following, like Danny just said, first principle of leadership is, if it's to be, it's up to me. Second one is 100%, it's possible 100% of the time. And make sure that you're building on these, because this is the gold. This is the stuff that is going to have you have the lives that you want and the results that you want to create. And, you know, having this series this month, new year, new goals and all of that stuff, I would love to hear what you're up to and how you're going to start incorporating these in your life, because this is the gold right here. So,
yeah. And next week, just so you guys know, if you love principle number four, and I do, my vision, commitments, and promises are what dictate my ways of being and actions, not my judgments, assessments, circumstances, or feelings. So if you're a commitment-driven person like me, tune in.
Yeah, no accident. Next week is our favorite principle of leadership. I absolutely love number four, and I know that you do too. So next week is going to be a great one. And again, they all build on each other. So go out and utilize these. Reach out if you want to join the conversation. If you're in the Hive, comment on what's opening up for you or how you use these in your everyday life, the results that you're creating. If you're listening on the podcast, do the same. Message us. You can DM me. You can email us. And I would love to hear what you're getting out of these episodes and how you're using it in your life. So that is all we have today. Go out and create something amazing today just because you say so.